Welcome back to another podcast. Many residents here, and especially new residents, will look over at this big high school, which is off in the distance, and it creates some heavy traffic jams from time to time. And other than that, they don't think too much about it. But however, we have quite a history with Shadow Hills High School, and Pete Anderson is here to tell us about it. Pete, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
So, but before we get into that, how long have you lived in Shadow Hills?
10 years. Been here 10 years.
Uh-huh. And what did you do for a living before you retired here, and where did you live?
Well, interestingly enough, my wife was the first baby born in Desert Hot Springs, so she was raised here. And I graduated from Palm Springs High School and was the first class through the College of the Desert. And then my parents were here for years, so I've been in the desert for a long, long time.
Really?
And very familiar with it. I mean, I go back to 1959 in the desert, so it's not
new. Have another podcast about the changes that you've seen. But today we're talking about Shadow Hills High School. And please tell us about the history of our relationship.
Kind of interesting. When the school first opened up, they had 660 students. And Doug Bluth was the principal then, and a very conservative principal. And you'll find that the school overall is very conservative. But Doug got in touch with Chris Bryant, who is his business that lived here for a long time, and he just moved out. But Chris's business was with colleges and schools throughout the country. He's kind of a headhunter and brings people in, but he's also a fundraiser for many of the colleges for different things and that. And so as soon as high school opened, he went and introduced himself to Doug Bluth, the principal, and said, how can Sun City Shadow Hills help the school? Well, of course, scholarships and all sorts of things came to mind. And as that grew in the first year, give you an idea, the first year there were 660 students. In the first 30 days, we were down to 600. This, just to show you how conservative the principal was, if these kids didn't have the proper dress code, they were out. And if they got smart, they were out. If they didn't wear their lanyards, they were out. And the word went through the valley that Shadow Hills High School was very, very conservative and very tough on their kids. And so it grew rapidly because of that. Many of the kids that were in Indio, Palm Desert, La Quinta wanted that regimentation, and so did their parents. Needless to say, now the school is over 2,200 students. So it's gone from 660 to 2,200.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful facility.
It is. If anybody here would like to go through the school and see it, you're welcome to. They kind of brag about it, saying that if you graduate from here and go to Stanford, you'll be disappointed in Stanford's campus after seeing this campus. Almost every classroom is Wi-Fi friendly. And their big conference rooms are unbelievable. Of course, the football stadium, everybody's seen the football stadium. Their auditorium is phenomenal. Their basketball court is phenomenal, and it can stretch in a lot of different directions. But the teachers, all of the teachers that I've met, most of them are very conservative and very strict, and they're really good with their students. Most of the students really love the faculty, and that's a good thing today. Mm-hmm. So it, but as that began to grow, Chris Bryant then put together a thing that really involved Sun City Shadow Hills. They called us the Knights of the Round Table, and we got an official checking account and got that all approved, and Doug Bluth approved it, had it approved by the Desert Sands School District. And there's, I think this year I have 55 people in the round table, and we all contribute anywhere from $100 to $500 a year. Just to give you an idea, last year we gave away $10,000 in scholarships from the Knights of the Round Table, which were all Sun City Shadow Hills people. So it started out as a very small group, and it continued to grow and grow and grow. And I'm hoping this year to maybe get the Knights of the Round Table up to 100, and perhaps we can have as much as $20,000 or $25,000 worth of scholarships for the kids. And the Knights of the Round Table are the ones that pick the kids for the scholarships, not the school. And we request kids that are doing well in school, that have not received any other scholarship from anywhere, that need help. They may come from broken families, they may come from who knows where, but they need help. And those are the kids that we try to give the scholarships to. And so far, interestingly enough, many of the scholarships that we've given, all of them have gone on to college, and all but one that I know of has finished college, which is a nice thing, knowing that we kind of gave them a kickstart.
Yeah.
Then, as the Knights of the Round Table got involved, we also got involved in sports. And you've probably heard a bunch of us that do the chain gang for the football games. And we have so much fun doing that. I think we've got 14 fellows that are on the chain gang. And every year, the coach, Shipley, buys us shirts and hats, and we do the chains for all of the home games. And it's really become a thing that a lot of the guys like to be involved in, because you're standing right on the sidelines, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. And it's gotten to the point now that when the referees come out on the field, they look over and they see us, and they say, oh no, not you guys again. But a lot of people don't realize that the chain gang is the step back from the referees. And if we see a foul, we can't call it, but we can make it to the attention of the referee. And it's gotten to the point that they kind of look over at us, did you see something on that play? So a lot of times we've been very helpful for that. We also go to a lot of the basketball games. We go to a lot of the baseball games and so forth. So this group is growing also. But it's nice to know that. And the kids know us and recognize us and thank us for our service when we go in. And that's exciting. And it's particularly when kids are thankful for that.
Sure.
Quick story. 2 weeks ago, Shadow Hills High School played Palm Springs High School. And I graduated from Palm Springs High School in 1961. And I'm standing on the side, and I know Dan, the head coach, and a couple of the other coaches, and the principal was there, and I know him also. So I was chatting with them, and I found out that my ROTC group, which I'll tell about in a second, they had taken an American flag and put the blue stripe through it to honor the police department, and they had it folded. And when the two teams came onto the field to flip the coin to see who was going to kick off and who was going to receive, the ROTC came out with the flag and was going to present it to the captains of the Palm Springs team. And as I'm standing talking to the principal, they said, oh, Pete, you may not know it, but one of the captains, number 30, is the grandson of Gil Vega, the cop that was killed. And I said, oh, my God, I got to give the flag to him. So I run around the field, and I get a hold of my ROTC kids, and I said, when you get out there, present that flag to number 30. He's the grandson. And they went, really? So they come out, they present the flag to him. He's in tears coming off of the field. I went over and hugged him, thanked him for and condolences for the loss of his grandfather. And then he gave the flag to the coach. Coach gave it to the principal. And I went to the principal and I said, what are you going to do with this flag now? He said, Monday morning, it goes directly to the police department. And the police department then will hang it in their office. And underneath, it will say, donated by Shadow Hills High School in remembrance of our fallen two. So Shadow Hills has done gotten a good name for themselves. So it's kind of neat. The ROTC... I've been teaching the ROTC there as a past veteran since the school opened. And we started out with four. We're now at 21 cadets. And it's growing even more, and we have uniforms for them now. But I teach them a lot of history. And then the ROTC is very involved with Shadow Hills. They come to do our Memorial Day flag-raising ceremony. They do the Toys for Tots, which I'll get to in a minute, the ceremony for that. And they do a lot of different things in the community. For example, the Date Festival. They open the Date Festival every year. But the ROTC, they're very proud to be part of our community because they do so many things here for us as far as flag raisings and that kind of thing. So the ROTC is pretty involved with us also. And I've had several of the veterans here go and talk to the ROTC and tell them about their experiences. Mm-hmm. And some of these kids, of course, most of them weren't even alive for 911. And so we've had to explain. Yeah, think about it. I mean, 911 is fresh in all of our brains, and we can all tell where we were the day that happened. But most of them weren't even alive yet. So to hear, or to tell them that story is of interest. And they know that everybody in this community certainly was there. And there were a lot of the people in this community that were also alive for the Day of Infamy, December 7, 1941. And those kids, I teach them that so that they understand where the Second World War started and to kind of get them going. So but the ROTC here is very small compared to some of the high schools. Palm Springs High School has 112 in theirs. Desert Hot Springs has 90 in theirs. But this school being brand new is just kind of getting started. But it's nice because our Veterans Club here has been involved in helping them grow also. And Tom Hudson, who's the president of the Veterans Club the last couple of years, is always glad to have the ROTC here to do our flag raisings and that for different ceremonies. So and
Shadow Hills also has quite a nice performing arts center, right?
Very
and,
big.
They have invite us to come over and see their performances.
All of their performances that we are invited to. And interestingly enough, if you join the Knights of the Round Table, you can get into all of those things for free. Once you're a member of the Knights of the Round Table, you can go to any of the functions that they have for free. So it's kind of a good way to have our people join and to help with the scholarships and so forth also. Their band has, 2 weeks ago, they were in San Diego for some sort of a band competition, and they came home with 5 trophies. Last week, they were in Arcadia for a similar thing, and they won some trophies there, too. So the band is really making a name for itself and doing very well. And, of course, they open every football game, and they do the, you know, the national anthem and so forth. So that's, and then of course our ROTC kids come out. But we had a lot of people from Sun City Shadow Hills that go to the games, and they're welcome to go.
Well,
to the
games.
Well,
I can see it. It's nice and close.
Oh yeah.
You get to meet the families of the players, which you'll never do with these teams on television.
Yeah, correct. Now, our big event that's coming up in December is our Toys for Tots. And most people that have been in the community since we've opened have seen the Toys for Tots boxes. And as a matter of fact, I'm in touch with the Marines already. And I will have boxes in every single clubhouse, in the pro shop, in the fitness centers. There will be a Toys for Tots box everywhere. Give you an idea, 2 years ago we raised over 1,500 toys. Last year we were only 1,200 and some odd toys. And I think the reason that we were down a little bit last year is that we had a late start and we had to terminate it a little earlier. This year the Big Toys for Tots party is December 15th. To show you how well involved the high school is on this, soon as we got them involved, they started a thing called Penning Wars. And it's interesting. Every time a kid goes to class, once we get this started, any change he has in his pocket, he has to put in a jar. At the end of this period of time, whichever class has collected the most money then collects all of the money from all of the rest of the classes, and then they get to go to Target with three or four of the teachers, and they buy toys. Mm. And they brought, I don't remember the number of toys that they brought to us last year, but the kids have so much fun doing that. And last year, they're going through Target, and they had all of the carts, the shopping carts, lined up like a train. And they were going, throwing toys in and throwing toys in. And people are going, what is this all about? And the kids are laughing and having a great time. And they're telling them it's for Toys for Tots for Sun City Shadow Hills High School and Sun City Shadow Hills here. And they went, wow, how cool is that? Well, they got up, got ready to check out, make sure they had enough money and so forth. The manager of the store came out and said, what is this all about? And we explained it to him. He says, you get another 10%. Go back out and buy more toys.
What a great story.
So the kids are all involved, and when you go through the high school prior to Christmas, they'll have Toys for Tots boxes there. Now, they don't collect many toys there, but the kids get excited about it for these penny wars. And so some of them go home and get their old pennies and stuff and bring them back. But it's nice to have that. And then the band, well, last year the band was with us, the high school band. But this year it's the choir. And there's 44 people in the choir. And they will come and do Christmas music for us and that. And then the ROTC will be here to do the flag raising ceremony. And then we'll have anywhere from 4 to 6 Marines from the Marine base that will be here in their dress blues. And we feed the Marines. The Veterans Club feeds the Marines. We feed the choir. And we feed the ROTC. Basically, we buy them pizza and that kind of thing, but they love it.
Great, just the things they like.
Yeah. But then they sit with us, and we try to mix them through the crowd so that the people, our people here, get to know some of the kids and find out that their, whatever their attributes are in school and what they like to do and whatever. So it's, again, it's mixing the two communities. Mm-hmm. And same thing, their golf team, both their ladies' golf team and their men's golf team are allowed to play here and hit golf balls anytime they want. So we've given them pretty much open on most of our venues. And they've given us room on their venues because they have a lot more tennis courts than we do. But we can go over and play tennis there almost anytime we want. So it's to see the two communities come together like that, I think is... it's great for both of us.
It's wonderful.
And I know a lot of the people here are worried about the traffic on Jefferson. There's no doubt about it. That's a problem.
That's going to get better.
And the high school's aware of it. And, of course, the city of India is aware of it, and they're doing everything they can. And Marcus Wood, who is now the current principal, he has taken over and is, again, very, very conservative. He runs those kids with an iron fist. And they all have to wear lanyards. And I know that I was over there for what they call Club Rush Day, and we were trying to get more kids for ROTC, and they have their chess clubs and all these different things, and they're all recruiting for that. But I watched him working with the kids, and if a kid came through and he didn't have his lanyard on, put your lanyard on or you're out of here. And it's interesting to see, and they all respect him so much. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see, but they're learning respect from us also that have gone to so many of their events, and they see us treat them properly with respect, and consequently they treat us respect. And I think today that's a big thing in schools.
Yeah.
and that's part of it. So the round table, of course, is a big thing. Oh, and then homecoming game, the Knights of the Round Table are all invited, and the high school feeds us for a change, and they get food from Mario's. And we then judge their floats. And everybody remembers their high school homecoming where you had floats and whatever. And we judge the floats for who's first, second, third, and fourth. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I just got a note from all of the kids from the high school thanking all of us for doing that. So, and that's a fun event because you get to go down on the field, you get to talk to the kids, you get to see the floats and how they... Now, guess where their floats came from? the golf carts from here. And there were 10 of us that had to drive golf carts over from our golf shop all the way over to the high school. And then the kids decorated the golf carts up with all of their theme and whatever. And then when they were done, then we had to drive them all back. Yeah. But it was, and so there's another tie between Shadow Hills.
If people are interested in this and would like more information and to join the Knights of the Round Table, what should they do?
Well, the Knights of the Round Table, they can always contact me or contact, I think probably the easy might be would be contact Tom Hudson through the Veterans Club. And Tom, of course, has my information. I think my name is normally in the view someplace for that. And I've got applications for you. And by the way, that money is tax deductible. So, and I have people that only put 100 in, and then I have some people that are only here 4 months out of the year from Michigan, and every year they give me $500. Mm-hmm. And it's because they know the value of the kids in getting their scholarships. That's but right. Yes, they can always reach me. And at the front desk at the Montecito, and the Veterans Club, as many people know, we have our flag sale the second Friday of every month. And we also take the old flags that you have, and I take them then to the American Legion, and we have a flag burn about twice a year. And it's the ROTC kids, again, they go to the American Legion and do the flag burn. And they have so much fun doing that. Mm-hmm. And it takes them, well, this year I'm going to have about 1,100 flags for them to burn. So it'll take them probably 4 hours to burn them all.
Wow.
But it's quite a ceremony, and everybody's welcome to come and watch the ceremony and do that. So anybody that has an old flag, you can leave it at the Montecito Clubhouse at the front desk, and then they always hold them for me and give them to me, and then I take them to the American Legion. So.
Okay. Well, okay. Pete, you make my job easy. I only think I had to ask you one question.
Right.
This is a wonderful connection that we have with young people.
And, it is. It is.
When you're spending all of your time around other senior citizens, it's nice to connect with young people. And some of them appreciate, I'm sure, the connection with some senior citizens.
Many do. And I think that, I know every time I go to the school, I always have the kids, oh, hi, Mr. Anderson. Hi, how are you? How are you? What's going on? And what are you here for today? Because they always know that I'm usually there for some particular reason. And between the band and the choir and the football teams and that, it's they all want to know what's going on here, too. And when's the next event there? When can we come over? So
that's great. That's great. Well, thank you for all the work you've done, too.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
And for the audience, if you've enjoyed this program, please click on the podcast and look up an inch or look down an inch, and I think you'll find some other things that you'll find interesting, too. And I always appreciate it if you leave a comment or a suggestion on my Facebook page, Sun City Shadow Hills Podcast Fans. And so until next time, thank you very much for listening.